things, you establish a field of ideas or a field of thought. You will create huge thought forms over the community. Those who have a predilection for reading thought forms will be able to view your community and know by reading the energy in the thought forms who you are and what you are all about. Your thought forms will be a new sort of etheric telegraph. The rites of birth are going to change. The value of birth and what women do to bring children into this world will come into the highest honor. A man will be honored to stand next to a mother and child and say, "It is my child," reclaiming the pride and responsibility that goes with fathering a child. Women will no longer experience shame with childbirth. Why do so many women not have fathers for their children? Because they are ashamed of the process and not connected to the honor of what they are doing. There will come a time when a man will truly seek the favor of a woman. He will want to be in her vibration, to bond more than anything else, to be a part of the miracle of life, and to deliver children. It will be completely changed. Your current era will be looked upon as a most barbaric time, when the darkest of darkness was at hand, and when women themselves did not even know that they were playing out the patriarchal game of birth. Your communities will be oriented toward children, toward what you can do for children to create a safe, loving, nurturing environment. You will learn from the children as they become your teachers. They will instruct you and share with you what they know and what is going on from their perspective. There will be a series of children born this decade whom we call the family of love. They will teach you about the energy of the goddess and about love as a force of creation. They will carry the epitome of creative energy. They will be born to those who know how to honor their sexuality. When a couple unites in the highest vibration of spiritual energy, with complete chakra opening and intention to invite an energy to life, this allows the family of love individuals to be born. These children will help create telepathic link-ups with their potential parents so choices can be made. We wish to communicate to each of you that you do have a choice. Will you exercise that choice? Or will you slip into disempowerment and think that you have no effect on what your body can do? This teaching is crucial to the days that are coming. Each of you, as a female or a male embodying the goddess or god energy in all phases, needs to embrace the idea that you have power over your body, over the life-giving process, over the distribution of your kundalini, and that you decide when a child can enter through you. Not all of you will have these unique children. These children will seek out those with appropriate consciousness and bloodlines. They will be born in every village and community. They will help change the planetary vibration and will be born to parents who have a spiritual and psychic experience of sexuality. These children will be the embodiment of the vibration of love and will willingly decide to carry a mark of difference within them. They will be engineered in the very DNA of your bodies and your bloodstreams. We want to ask something of you. No matter where you are, no matter what is going on, no matter how severe events may seem to get, we want you to promise to always bring fun, love, and laughter to every day of your life. Take time out to say, "Hey, listen, we're too freaked out over this. Let's laugh for a little bit. Let's stop and have tea. Let's energize the pleasure frequency." These are the most brilliant and uplifting of times. They are magnificent. It is just that you do not have the daily reminders of this. There are unique sound and light technologies that are energizing new opportunities for effortlessness and cooperation. There are many, many solutions that are being born. Understand that all you create and bring life to, you do with your mind. What you do with your mind and how you invest it is a key to your survival and the survival of planet Earth. We tell you stories from which you can evolve. You can choose whether to believe them or not. However, if you believe them, Be willing to let go of them and recognize when they no longer serve you. Our entire approach and purpose at this point in time is to confound you into clarity and create unsolvable contradictions within the patterns of thought that occupy the cells of your beings. By considering our words, you change. The days before you will be filled with a majestic splendor, in the same way that your physical world once offered pristine beauty for you to explore. You are creating an opportunity to transcend third-dimensional reality and to enter the corridors of time where worlds and realities have more variety and flexibility. Your task is to heal yourselves on a treasure hunt through the corridors of time. We have shared many keys with you and left as many unannounced. You must transform yourselves as the sum total of the force of existence, poised in your moment of the ever-expanding now. Everything we have shared with you has been designed to take you deeper into yourselves. You have viewed the beliefs and ideas around which the self is structured, by choice, by overt and covert influence on earth and from the heavens. What does it matter? Do not begrudge reality. You have created an opportunity now. You are poised at this ending to give thanks for what you know and what you have journeyed into. You have learned more of who you are in the story of 12. The idea of 12 is deeply imprinted and embedded in your physical being. 12 is a code that has been used by numerous sentient beings to enter your reality. You live in your world today according to certain mathematical agreements about reality. There are numerous mathematical bases for which numbers and interpretations can be pursued. Most of you simply agree on the one that is most commonly taught and used, and you believe that that is the only one. The idea of 12 coincides with the most commonly held mathematical base and point of view. The story of 12 is grander than that base. However, it fits well within it. Through this structure, you can be influenced and a way can be established so you can be guided to approach reality. You may ask yourself, what is the point of what I know? What good does it do me to know that I am a member of the family of light, that perhaps I am Pleiadian, that Earth is valuable, that I am valuable, and that if I walk Earth and search Earth, I can find her secrets in her unbounded majesty, her sacred sites, and her symphonies of silently speaking circles? What do I need to know about the Lizzies and the goddess and my body? And how is it that my body can have room within it to have others merge with me and peek out from my eyes? And if others merge with me, do they see the same world I do? Or is it through their merging with my being that other worlds emerge, and that I myself emerge into those other worlds? What is possession? What is merging and emerging in late 20th century Earth? What do my glands have to do with this in my body? And where does sex take me through all of this? Now, as you ponder these points, we in turn ask you, what great depths of surprise are you discovering as you learn to open your personal sacred sites to the secrets of your own loops of consciousness? What do you find when you meet brick walls and get to know the deepest mysteries of yourself? If you can learn to transform energy and move beyond judgment, you will come to an exalted place that takes you beyond the moment into a grander aspect of time, a time that is structured in a different fashion from yours. Time for you is ruled by numbers. There again, you find the story of 12, encapsulated in time, defining who you are within a circle. So, as you complete the cycle of 12, consider a new way of viewing time. Realize that it is a structure through which other forms of existence use mathematical heritage as a language to express geometry. As you journey to this point that is the sum total of who you are, knowing all these things, you arrive at a moment when it's time to share your knowledge with your family, society, and culture. Many of you are poised in this moment. You have a duty to share what you know, not to preach or to sow seeds of fear or plant the field for another, but to vibrate in the wholeness that you are. You need to understand and encompass all the things that make up society, life, death, birth, children, and all society's members, young and old, not simply those you consider to be productive. Radical change will occur. Have compassion as you put the things you have learned to work. If the karma is squeezing you at this time, it is because you need to release yourselves from the prisons you have created by your own need to punish or feel shame or blame. You are all poised at the grand moment of letting go. Imagine that you are ambassadors of light, feeling space and vibrancy within yourselves, knowing that your thoughts have designed the energy that moves you. A new frontier and vista of the world await you if you visualize and imagine it. You must visualize that moment of bliss. It cannot exist without you. Do not be attached to what we have shared with you. Do not proclaim new Bibles of truth through our stories. We are here to entertain you, and as we have said, to create new images to give you a stepladder to what's out there. It's a gigantic universe, so do not limit yourself and force everything to fit into one recipe to bake a pie. There are many ways to look at life. The embodiment of 12 will give you a sum total of yourselves. Take it and realize that with the completion of 12, a whole new journey begins. It is this moment upon which you are now poised. Enjoy every moment as a moment of bliss. Keep yourselves in the ever-expanding opportunity that the goddesses and the gods and all the versions of yourselves are funneling your way. Accept the mantle of your own creation. We want to remind you that you are in two worlds. Even though you drive your cars, go to the bathroom, sleep, eat, and do all the things that all humans do, you do not dwell in the same world. You reside in a world of knowledge, and you have gained access to the rules to bridge both of these worlds. We also want to remind you to energize the idea of a safe world. Much will happen, bringing change through tumultuous, shocking, and surprising events, as things that have been prophesied begin to occur. It would be wise for all of you to seek the wisdom of the elders, the indigenous peoples in all cultures, and to listen to the teachings they share. They speak of these times, and their teachers have been our teachers. They understand as Earth speaks. We salute you for the courage to kindle the flame of faith as the spark of life in the core of your beings, and to pioneer the frontier to blissful living where meaning and purpose thrive. See that flame grow and allow it to serve as the fuel for a safe and unique adventure into the grand arenas of experience. Dear ambassadors of light, be aware that even within the new concepts you grasp lie structure and limitation. However, each new daring you pursue takes you to a new vista where you scale the peaks of existence as divine teachings play themselves out today in your very own version of life. Ask yourself what chapter closes as you view this segment of your lives, this moment of the ever-expanding now. What have you pursued to steer you to this very moment in time in order to further experience life? Inspire yourselves to move further into the moment by letting go of old discoveries and trust to the core of your beings that a new cycle of learning awaits. Go forward, friends, and be uplifted. Learn in your own way to go into the past through the ever-expanding, spontaneous, synchronistic moment. A new cycle of existence awaits you. Use the tools of thought to guide yourselves on the new superhighway of consciousness. No technology will ever surpass the magnificence of your own biological spiritual beings. For many of you, these days may be filled with sadness as the letting go becomes more and more challenging. The keys of consciousness for living through these tumultuous times on Earth have been given to you to the best of our ability and yours at this time. May you grow in wisdom and flourish. Your invisible friends and colleagues in the unknown, the Pleiadians.